Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to get to something that I don't know if it's been discussed enough around the league. This week-to-week issue in San Francisco, while Kyle Shanahan continues to do a great job and they're winning games and they're going to be a playoff team, it looks like. Brock Purdy, this Brock Purdy situation is a mess. He gets a mega contract in the offseason. All right, a lot of people question it, but okay. He has been week-to-week all year for the last month, in fact. Week-to-week, Mac Jones. Yesterday, Brock Purdy limited in practice again. He's dealing with turf toe. It's very painful. It can flare up, as he's even said publicly. Like, it's true. One morning, he's fine. The next morning, it hurts like hell. Joe Burrow, of course, had turf toe required surgery. Brock Purdy, they've just been kind of slow playing this thing. Mac Jones done a really nice job. But, like, it's weird to me how little this has been discussed, I feel like, nationally. This is a quarterback that just got paid big-time money. And he basically, every week, is a wild card whether he's going to play. And has he played in more than two games this year?
That made a huge difference who they re-signed, because they had to pay all their – they missed their window when you're paying seventh-round money for Brock Purdy to give him all the money. And all of a sudden, you can't have all the nice things like Debo and other things with that team, and you have to get Chiefs former wide receivers as your wide receiver group.
He's played in two games.
Yeah.
It is November 13th. He's played in two games in the offseason. He got a five-year, $265 million contract with $182 million guaranteed, and the dude's played two games.
And Mac Jones is not a huge step back, which is an indictment.
Yeah, Mac Jones earned himself some money.
Completely.
You want me to go next? Mile 32 is A.J. Brown. Probably, I don't know if you've heard his comments recently on the Twitch stream with the basically said if you're
playing Madden, I guess.
Yeah, he was like, if you got me in fantasy, then cut me.
Here it is.
You might get 200. Trust. Whenever y'all play us, I promise you, you might get 200. And I ain't even trolling.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
If you got me in fantasy, then get rid of me. I mean,
that's true.
He probably shouldn't be talking that way. However, I mean, his frustration, I think it's warranted. I think, you know, he's not getting the ball as much as he should be. He's still, like, in his prime, like, all of this stuff. And it goes back to, I think you said last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, Gold, you're like, he obviously has played well in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, but there's times when you watch him play and it's like, I don't understand it. And when you got a talent like Devontae Smith, when you've got a talent like AJ Brown, I think they could be so much even better than what they are. And I know now that, like, Saquon, I think Bink, you mentioned this, Saquon's not having that good of a season, only like 14th in rushing yards, where he's 8th in carries. Like, it's, they're having a bit of an issue on offense. And I think it's not AJ Brown's fault. Where, look, I know that wide receivers can be divas, but I understand the frustration. I don't think he's necessarily wrong about being frustrated or anything like that.
What's his contract situation? Like, is he an offseason trade candidate? Like, is that going to happen?
Well, his name came up during the deadline,
right,
but they decided not to trade him.
He has a 3-year, $96 million. Next year, he'll be 29. Cap hit, $23 million. There's an out after that. He's under contract all the way through 2029.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Well,
Is he wrong? Do I agree with everything he said? Yes. I mean, he is underutilized, but there's something you need to do. Not play this out in public.
Oh, I think the Eagles should definitely try to try. I think it's better. It's maybe one of those things, not that it's too far gone, but just better that both sides just they try to figure something out.
If he has these issues and you want to go talk to Jalen Hurts, you want to go talk to Nick Sirianni, hey, I need the ball more. I think I can help the team. That's the mindset. I can help the team.
But he's already done that, though. I think he's already kind of done that. Where now it's just too late.
But when you play it out in public, when you play it out when you're playing
Madden, it doesn't look great.
No, because your team won the Super Bowl. Your team is one of the best teams. He's been honest about the NFL. They're winning, though. They're not losing. If they were just two wins, different deal.
Maybe it sounds like I'm defending him. All I'll say is, he at least has been like, normally you hear like players like, oh, all I care about is winning. That's all I care. And they may not always actually care about that. He has flat out said, the winning's great, but like, I want to have a big day. Like, I want the ball. I want
to
be like, he's not shied away from that. Normally,
that's fair, but it should be handled privately.
He should just be traded in the offseason.
Yeah, I agree.
Not to Buffalo, but somewhere. Bank, what do you got? All 32.
These Ravens, man, all year people are talking about the odds. I know you like to gamble. Did you buy into the Ravens still coming back and winning the division?
They
just had one win. They were 1-5. You bought it?
They are going to win the division, yes.
And they're healthy now. They're playing much different. They've shored up a lot of things on their defense. And I'll say this about the Ravens. Only four teams in the history of the NFL have been 1-5 and made the playoffs, including the Kansas City Chiefs, who were in that mix of teams to do it. Yeah, it was hard to believe in the Ravens doing this. But, man, I'm telling you, they still got two games against Pittsburgh this year. Pittsburgh's only one game up on them in the division. And Baltimore's mindset will be this division title, and that's it. It's not about the wild card, because the wild card's already bad for them, because they have a head-to-head loss against the Bills. They've already got that head-to-head loss against the Kansas City Chiefs. And we talk about Jacksonville being that thorn in the side. The Chiefs, they have that upper hand on the Chiefs because they beat them head-to-head. That's a problem. Baltimore's in a worse situation with Buffalo and Kansas City, especially if Buffalo or Kansas City didn't win the division, then all of a sudden they're wild card teams. So they have to win the division going forward. But yes, I do believe when it's all said and done, they will be division champs. I think that's the best team in the division. I do like Pittsburgh, not to do anything great, go to the Super Bowl or anything, but Mike Tomlin's shown consistency in what he does. But this year, I think that run ends because I think Baltimore ends up coming back.
I do think the Ravens end up winning the AFC North. You know, I think earlier in the week we were having the conversation, you know, are Super Bowl contenders, and it started because I said, are the Ravens back to being Super Bowl contenders? I actually think they are. Now, their defense is brutal. That's the struggle. But if you win your division, and whoever wins the AFC North is the 4 seed, we all agree, right? Like, the winner of that division is going to be the 4 seed.
Yeah,
so they're
going to
play a 5 seed, which could be a bunch of different teams. 5 seed could be Buffalo or New England, whoever doesn't win the East. It could be Kansas City, I guess, as well. It could be the Broncos. I mean, there's a ton of scenarios. The only team that I feel confident that it's not going to be going to the AFC North winner as the 5 seed is the Colts. The Colts are going to win the AFC South. Don't you guys agree at this point?
100%.
So other than that, I think I can make a case for about 7 other teams that could go to Baltimore or Pittsburgh wild card weekend 5-4 matchup.
Yeah. Well, call me one of those guys that really wants to see the Colts. I know the record. I know they're going to be in it. Yes, they're steaming towards the number one seed, but I'm proof in the pudding, man. I want to see that Colts-Chiefs game to determine if the Colts are really good or they a byproduct of playing bad teams. Because lately, they played two bad teams in a row. They lost one of them. And Daniel Jones has turned the ball over 7 times.
Even more reason why the Chiefs got to have this one on Sunday, though.
So, yeah. Because
you don't want to be 5-5 going to a game hosting the Colts. And then we think this week is must-win, and it is for the division. Next week is must-win for, like, playoffs.
This two-game stretch is by far the most important for the Chiefs because then all of a sudden you got Dallas. Then you have a mini bye before December where it's Houston at home, Chargers at home, road games against Tennessee, Broncos at home, road trip at Vegas. It is very comfortable for the Kansas City Chiefs. But these two games right in front of them, narrative games.
Well, this is one of those things that we'll talk more about next week, I'm sure.
Drew's got a smirk on his face. This usually means we're about to get Chiefs missing the playoffs and Cincinnati collaboration
no,
here.
No. But how much does... I'm curious for Bink, because I think I've already asked you and Cody this gold, but how much does Lou Anarumo scare you a little bit.
A lot. And I think that's one thing when you talk about the Colts.
The DC that Cincinnati fired because their defense wasn't good. And then now he's on the Colts and they have a really good defense and Cincinnati doesn't.
The one guy that has a game plan for nobody else, seemingly. But then all of a sudden against Patrick Mahomes, he makes him look like a regular old dude.
We can talk about Daniel Jones, whether we believe in him or not, how stupid it was for two picks, first round picks for Sauce Gardner. But Jonathan Taylor, stud. Tyler Warren, stud. And then Lou Anarumo, that knows how to play the Chiefs with the Colts. That, I think, is the biggest X factor with the Chiefs and Colts.
Yeah, we can talk about it next week.
That's a huge, huge difference.
We can. Why would they ever fire him in Cincinnati? You know?
I know their defense
crazy, isn't it?
Well, they had to explore their problems.
But why did the defense get worse, Drew? Wait, we said this in preseason. Why did it get worse? It got worse, man.
Probably because they drafted three defensive players in the first two rounds, and none of them have been very good.
We told you this if you listen to Character Concerns.
The GM should go yesterday. Should have been gone yesterday. Duke Tobin.
And Trey Hendrickson's not happy, and I don't think he ever will be.
He also is injured.
I know that.
Duke Tobin. By the way, that Duke Tobin just sounds like a dude. Like
why do they have to cross a real street with the crossing guard to go to practice?
Well, because they're in smack dab downtown Cincinnati, unlike a lot of other places.
But they have a crossing guard. Will they borrow from a school?
Right. I don't know.
That is all 32.
Help middle school to go help the Bengals?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.